Stop 5. If you look to your left between the houses, you can see the spire of St. George's Church, the 1865 extravagant and classy centrepiece of the villa park created in Bickley by George Wise Esquire. He was an eminent railway constructor who had made a fortune in Essex and India and then bought part of the manor of Bromley. He laid out an estate of high-quality suburban villas for the well-to-do city workers.
Bromley and surrounding areas were in the direct line to London for V1 and V2 rockets. The Crooked Billet was rebuilt on the site of one of the earliest V2 rocket explosions on the 19th of November 1944. V2 rockets were launched into space and fell silently and vertically on their targets, so the pub and its customers, the pub was full at the time, had no warning. There was only wreckage left of the pub, and neighbouring houses were left gutted. 27 people were killed outright and many others injured.
Something I shall always associate with wartime is seeding grass. It grew along every pavement and at the bottom of every fence. This contributed to the general air of shabbiness in the streets. The houses mostly had peeling paint, gates leaned on their hinges or were propped open, and windows were obscured by sticky netting or replacement parchment, or were blacked out with old lino or impenetrable dark air raid curtains. The disused brickfield behind Havelock Road, which was used as a tip for industrial and household rubbish, was an irresistible adventure playground. We called it the Bricky and would sometimes wander there at lunch break and scramble about through the rubbish by our little pathways, having to take care to avoid the more unpleasant patches. Mrs. T. Coombs, daughter of J. Pepper, in Raglan School's centenary, 1889 to 1989. Mr. Pepper was headmaster of Raglan Road Junior School, 1941 to 59, and previously the master in Raglan Senior Boys.
The park is rubbish from derelict bomb sites during the war. It was always steaming hot. Some parts of the wreck sink because of this, so it was deemed unfit to build on. I don't know if the powers that should still know this. Heaven help us if they built on the ground and it started to sink. I thought I should tell you the history of this land, as there are not many of us left in the road to tell this story. A Norman gentleman.